Hey!
Oh. Hey. Nothing like starting the morning off with a little Zeppelin.
It's not Zeppelin, you jerk.
Pisses people off.
It's 8:18, Brock Hunter in the Plan B Morning Show. Let's do your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, because, yeah, why not?
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
That's buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's happening?
She knows the difference between Zeppelin and Greta Van Fleet. So imagine the look on the cashier's face for the fourth time. This idiot walked through the door. That's right. 32-year-old Ronald Hill Jr. got arrested last week after robbing the same 7-Eleven four different times
summer. Come on. Switch it up, man.
The first robbery happened on July 15th. Then he came back and robbed it again on August 22nd, August 29th, and then again September 6th. So about a week between each of the last three. Each time he came in, he stole stuff off the shelves, took cash from the register, and insulted an employee. It's not clear if it was the same employee all four times. Not this guy again. Come on, man.
It's this guy. It's this guy.
He got caught trespassing somewhere else last Thursday, and cops realized it was the same guy from the security footage. He is obviously facing four counts of robbery and God knows what else. So,
there's thieves everywhere, man.
Maybe he had a crush on the cashier, but he didn't know how to flirt with with him. Or he's just like
trying to impress her. But
yeah. Check it out. Good on our steal stuff, you know.
And I'm a thief.
You never go back to the scene of the crime. Isn't that like thieving 101, right? You know, that's how you get busted.
You know, there's a lot of it's kind of like the magician's code. You never show somebody the same trick twice because they're going to figure it out. You know, same thing with thieving. You don't go back to the same bank. You don't go back to the same gas station. They know what you look like.
Yeah.
They've been talking about you. They didn't forget about you.
They got a photo of you up on the little plexiglass divider. That's just ballsy.
Thieves just aren't the smartest people in the world.
No. I mean, they're smart for like 2 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, if you get that initial one. But
wait,
I think
a second, though. What? Maybe there are a bunch of smart thieves. We just don't know about them because they never get caught.
Well, that's the thing, is the greatest crime ever committed, we won't know about because it was the greatest crime ever committed.
You know, that's a shower thought if I've ever
heard there, right? You know, think about that. There's got to be one out there that it was the perfect crime. And we don't know about it because, in de facto, it was the perfect crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's weird to think about, really.
If you could rob any place, what would you rob, Hunter?
If I had one choice, they're like, yep, you can go ahead and rob it.
You can steal stuff from it, yeah.
Hmm.
You just have to be like a bank, right?
You know what? No. Take me to the biggest Amazon warehouse they have. Dude, I'm telling you, the options are unlimited.
But it's true, but if you robbed a bank.
I'm going to take that over there. Yeah, ooh, look at that.
If you robbed a bank, though, you could buy all the stuff. Or is that not as fun to you? I mean, I think going into the actual Amazon warehouse and being able to go through, that's probably the high you're going to get from that.
You know
what I mean?
It's something about that. What? Or like the $1,000, or no, you get 10 minutes to run through this door and grab anything you want. Get the Amazon warehouse, dude. Oh.
What was that? What was that Marketplace Madness? What was the name of that show where they would do that? Where they'd give people like 10 minutes and they had to go through.
10 minutes. And you just haul ass through the store. You grab anything you want.
They should do that with the Amazon warehouse.
Ugh.
That would be awesome. I would
you
sign up to do that
time.
Show.
Dude, they could give you an hour.
No, what's the size of that one there in like South Bend? It's like 10 acres. It's
the
just
size
of
Delaware. It's the whole state of Delaware.
Just one warehouse. You get down like half of one corner of one row. I just too much, man. I can't do it.
Funny. Those people in that TV show always went for the electronics first. They always went to the TV section, grabbed the TV real quick.
Yeah.
You go to and grab a computer, whatever's most expensive.
But you didn't always win, though, right? Because you had to have the most, didn't you? Is that how that worked? Like you had to have the highest amount of price on there?
I'm not sure. I can't really remember. I just remember people just in shambles, just trying to figure out what to grab.
What a terrible thing, too. Like, all right.
You know, I'm going straight for Starbucks because that's the most expensive thing in that building.
If you don't get it, if you don't get all the stuff in time, your family doesn't get to eat this week. So it's shopping madness. Here we go. I don't know. Yeah, so long story short, don't go back to the same place where you committed the crime because you're probably going to get busted, all right? Especially not four times in a row, okay? Yeah. Three's the magic number. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.